Okay. We have the art question from Sheila. It's on Georgia O'Keeffe. In her flower paintings, O'Keeffe forces the viewer to confront what might otherwise be overlooked, and in turn elevates the ordinary to the extraordinary. When her magnified flowers are first shown in 1924, even Alfred Stieglitz was shocked by their audacity. Critics saw sexual content in their delicate contours, organic forms, and lush surfaces, even though the artist always denied such associations. So Sheila's question is, was she really unaware that her paintings were explicitly sensual?
No, she was very aware, because that's what she was painting.
What
the human form is very beautiful, and, pardon the pun, titillating sometimes. So, from that aspect, it's no wonder that that would be captured in its essence, that you would lay waste to not a vulgar propensity, because there's nothing vulgar. There's a difference between being naked and being naked.
Being naked and being naked.
Right, naked.
Right.
Naked means you ain't got no clothes on. Naked means you ain't got no clothes on and you're up to something.
Well, why did she deny the associations? Because of the vulgar?
Because it's not about vulgar. It was just not, she didn't want to be known as being a rogue artiste trying to get having a way to get at pornography. It wasn't the intention at all. It's just how it arrived.
Okay, so she says, asks further, was O'Keeffe so erotic in her life and way of seeing the world that her imagery of vaginal flower paintings and desert landscapes filled with body parts to her were simply a representation of how it is?
Well, very good, very good. And there's also fallopian tubes, but nobody gets all hot and bothered when they see a picture of fallopian tubes, do they?
That's a Jackson Pollock painting, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Now, there's a candidate for stoning, right?
That's right. So her next follow-up question is, or was O'Keeffe delighting and scorning the status quo of the time, her intention to shock?
Well, no, because it really was so subtle that most of her work was done before that ever became intrinsically embraced.
Okay.
It added more nuance to something otherwise overlooked.
What
was the point?
Yeah, what was she thinking when she painted Black Iris in 1926?
The joy and the benefit of the delight that's contained within her meat sack body.